page 301. Book 16, Chapter 1. How Sir Gawain was now weary of the quest of Sangreal and of his marvelous dream. When Sir Gawain was departed from his fellowship, he rode long without any adventure, for he found not the tenth part of adventure, as he was wont to do, for Sir Gawain rode from Whitsuntide unto Michaelmas, and found none adventure that pleased him. So on a day it befell, Gawain met with Sir Ector de Maris, and either made great joy of other, that it were marvel to tell, and so they told every each other, and complained them greatly that they could find none adventure. Truly, said Sir Gawain unto Sir Ector, I am now weary of this quest, and loath I am to follow further in strange countries. One thing marveled me, said Sir Ector, I have met with 20 knights, fellows of mine, and they all complain as I do. I have marveled, said Sir Gawain, where that Sir Launcelot, your brother, is. Truly, said Sir Ector, I cannot hear of him, nor of Sir Galahad, Percival, nor Sir Bors. Let them be, said Sir Gawain, for they four have no peers, and if one thing were not in Sir Launcelot, he had no fellow of none earthly man, but he is as we be, but if he took more pain upon him. But, and these four be met together, they will be loath that any man meet with them, for an they fail of the Sangreal, it is in waste of all the remnant to recover it. Thus, as Ector and Gawain rode more than 8 days, and on a Saturday they found an old chapel, which was wasted, that there seemed no man thither repaired, and there they alit, and set their spears at the door, and in they entered into the chapel, and there made their orisons a great while, and then sat them down in the sieges of the chapel. Page 302. And as they spake of one thing and another, for heaviness they fell asleep, and there befell them both most marvelous adventures. Sir Gawain him seemed he came into a meadow full of herbs and flowers, and there he saw a rack of bulls, 150, that were proud and black, save 3 of them, were all white, and one had a black spot, and the other 2 were so fair and so white that they might be no whiter. And these 3 bulls, which were so fair, were tied with 2 strong cords. And the remnant of the bulls said among them, Go we hence to seek better pasture. And so some went, and some came again. But they were so lean that they might not stand upright. And of the bulls that were so white, that one came again, and no more. But when this white bull was come again among these others, there rose up a great cry for lack of wind that failed them. And so they departed, one here and another there. This had vision befell Gawain that night. Chapter 2. Of the vision of Sir Ector, and how he jousted with Sir Uwain les Avoutres, his sworn brother. But to Hector de Maris befell another vision, the contrary. For it seemed to him that his brother Sir Launcelot and he alit out of a chair, and leapt upon 2 horses, and the one said to the other, Go we seek that we shall not find. And him thought that a man bit Sir Launcelot, and despoiled him, and clothed him in another array, the which was all full of knots, and set him upon an ass, and so he rode till he came to the fairest well that ever he saw. And Sir Launcelot alit, and would have drunk of that well, and when he stooped to drink of the water of the water of the well sank from him. And when Sir Launcelot saw that, he turned and went thither as he had come from. Note on as he had, or rather rack, that is the feeding rack. In the meantime he trode that himself, Sir Ector, rode till that he came to a rich man's house where there was a wedding. Page 303. And there he saw a king, which said, Sir Knight, here is no place for you. And then he turned again under the chair that he came from. Thus, within a while, both Gawain and Ector awaked, and either told the other of their advision, the which marveled them greatly. True, said Ector, I shall never be married till I hear tidings from my brother Launcelot. Now, as they sat thus talking, they saw a hand showing under the elbow, and was covered with red samite, and upon that hung a bridle, not right rich. and held within the fist a great candle which burned right clear, and so passed afore them and entered into the chapel, and then vanished away, and they wist not where. And anon came down a voice which said, "Knights full of evil faith and a poor belief, these two things have failed you, and therefore ye may not come to the adventures of the Sangreal." Then first spake Gawain and said, "Ector, have ye heard these words?" "Yea, truly," said Sir Ector, "I heard all." "Now we go," said Sir Ector, "unto some hermit that will tell us of our advision, for it seemeth me we labor all in vain." And so they departed and rode into a valley, and there they met with a squire, which rode on a hackney, and they saluted him there. "Sir," said Gawain, "can thou teach us to any hermit?" "Here is one in a little mountain, but it is so rough that there may go no horse, that no horse may go thither, and therefore ye must go upon foot. There shall ye find a poor house, and there is Nacien the hermit, which is the holiest man in this country." And so they departed either from the other, and then in a valley they met with a knight all armed, which proffered them to joust as far as he saw them. "In the name of God," said Sir Gawain, "sith I departed from Camelot, there was none proffered me to joust but once." Page 304. "And now, sir," said Ector, "let me joust with him." "Nay," said Gawain, "you shall not, but if I be beat, it shall not forthink me then if ye go after me." And then either embraced other to joust, and came together as fast as their horses might run, and brassed their shields and the mails, and the one more than the other. And Gawain was wounded in the left side, but the other knight was smitten through the breast, and the spear came out the other side. And so they fell both out of their saddles, and in the falling they brake both their spears. Anon Gawain arose, and set his hand to his sword, and cast his shield afore him. But all for naught was it, for the knight had no power to rise against him. Then said Gawain, "Ye must yield you as an overcome man, or else I may slay you." "Ah, sir knight," said he, "I am but dead. For God's sake, and of your gentleness, lead me here unto an abbey, that I may receive my Creator." "Sir," said Gawain, "I know of no house of religion hereby." "Sir," said the knight, "set me on a horse tofore you, and I shall teach you." Gawain set him up in the saddle, and he leapt up behind him for to sustain him, and so came to an abbey where they were well received, and anon he was unarmed and received his Creator. Then he prayed Gawain to draw out the truncheon of the spear out of his body. Then Gawain asked him what he was, that he knew him not. "I am," said he, "of King Arthur's court, and was a fellow of the Round Table, and we were brethren sworn together. And now, Sir Gawain, thou hast slain me, and my name is Uwain les Abouts, that sometime was a son unto King Uriens, and was in the quest of the Sangreal. And now, forgive it thee, God, for it shall ever be said that the one sworn brother hath slain the other." Page 305. Chapter 3. How Sir Gawain and Sir Ector came to an hermitage to be confessed, and how they told to the hermit their visions. "Alas," said Gawain, "that ever this misadventure has befallen me." "No force," said Uwain, "sith I shall die this death, of a much more worshipful a man's hand might I not die. But when ye come to the court, recommend me unto my lord King Arthur, and to all those that be left alive, and for old brotherhood think on me." Then began Gawain to weep, and Ector also, and then Uwain himself and Sir Gawain drew out the truncheon of the spear, and anon departed the soul from the body. Then Sir Gawain and Sir Ector buried him as men ought to bury a king's son, and made written upon his name, and by whom he was slain. Then departed Gawain and Ector as heavy as they might for their misadventure, and so rode till that they came to the rough mountain, and there they tied their horses and went on foot to the hermitage. And when they were come up, they saw a poor house, and beside the chapel a little cottage, where Nacien the hermit gathered worts, as he which had tasted none other meat of a great while. And when he saw them, the errant knights, he came toward them and saluted them, and they him again. "Fair lords," he said, "what adventure brought you hither?" Sir, said Gawain, to speak with you, for to be confessed. Sir, said the hermit, I am ready. Then they told him so much that he wist well what they were, and then he thought to counsel them if he might. Then began Gawain first, and told him of his advision that he had had in the chapel, and Ector told him all as it is afore rehearsed. Sir, said the hermit unto Sir Gawain, the fair meadow and the rack therein ought to be understood the round table.